I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, President Trump is set to meet with the Democratic Speaker of the House and Senate Minority Leader today to talk about a comprehensive infrastructure package, funding for transportation, water, schools, housing, perhaps $2 trillion worth. There's been bipartisan support for what are called public-private partnerships, and that had been the administration's recent emphasis. But now there's word these partnerships have fallen out of the president's favor, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
A public-private partnership is just like it sounds. Private industry and government get together to fund a service or project. P3s, as they're known, have been instrumental in underwriting the cost of toll roads, securing land for schools, and bringing high-speed internet to cities. Michelle Nellenbach at the Bipartisan Policy Center says there are advantages for local governments and taxpayers.
You transfer all the risk associated with the project to the private entity.
But the private entity usually collects most of the profit, too. And, says Robert Puentes with the Eno Center for Transportation, public goals don't always line up with private sector profit motives.
The challenge is when the projects where there is that interest then are prioritized over other projects that may be in the public sector interest.
Puente says that often means affluent areas get more attention than low-income ones, which may be in greater need of infrastructure repair. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.